Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Hello and welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three. That means it's time to Ask T. Frank, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use code KSN, bet just $1 on NFL game, and this is the sure thing. You win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. So that's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three. We are going to ask Thomas Frank Carr our questions. These are the questions that come from you, our listeners. Get the app. There's a nice button there that says Ask T. Frank. And the winner, now that we're in October, is fall, getting chilly. T. Frank, we're going from the polo to the sweatshirt.
All right. I broke out the T. Frank fall collection this week, so I'm ready for it.
Did you?
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's sweatshirt time. So let's get going with our questions. Let's start with Tom from Yuma, Arizona. Tom obviously really wants the sweatshirt with the way he starts his question.
Yeah.
T. Frank, where have you been all my life? Thank you for making the X's and O's of football easy to understand. And Jim, thanks for having T. Frank a part of KSN. You are welcome, Tom. All right, here's Tom's question. If you were James Franklin, what would you do this week in practice to help the offensive line slash running backs make the running game better? And if Penn State is not running the ball effectively in 21, will that hurt our recruiting of high-quality running backs in future classes?
No. No, it won't. Because Jaywon Sider is a very good recruiter. He's a very good coach. And Penn State has... There's an interesting part to this, though. Because I've talked about this before. If you go on a run in recruiting of getting a great player and following that player up with another great player, it's like nothing attracts a crowd like a crowd. So Penn State hits on Saquon Barkley, and they have this phenomenal talent that captures the imagination of the sports world. Not just the football world, but everybody. Miles Sanders is right behind him. Miles Sanders is excellent. Then you have a guy like Journey Brown, who comes out and is a phenomenal talent, and you've got a run going at running back. That is the cachet you've built up. They've had one down year where they have not had a quality running back that has made it, being a sensational player. They got a couple coming. They've got a couple that are on the way. So no, it's not going to hurt recruiting as long as they don't miss multiple times. And, you know, and something happens like that. But, you know, when you've got quality recruiter like Jaywon Sider, that's probably not going to happen. It's going to be rare if that happens. Secondly, what you want to do is you don't want to do anything dramatically different, because there have been incremental progresses forward. But again, I'm going to be repeating myself. This unit is the unit. Like, they are what they are. So you're looking for incremental improvements, and most of that's going to be in technique. You're not going to find a dude who's 335 pounds and can move people like a dump truck. So there's no, like, magic fix to this. It's just, can you get incremental improvement? And then the health of Noah Kane is going to be part of this, too. If he can be healthy and get just a little bit of leg drive, I think that solves some of these problems on third and short.
Speaking of that third and short issue, the play with Tyler Warren looking to score down at the goal line, it looked to me like the tight end, I think Brenton Strange, missed his block, and that was the issue. Is that accurate? Is that what happened?
I'm trying to remember. I remember reviewing the play, and I thought that the offensive line just didn't get a good push. And again, that's okay. Part of their DNA, is they're not going to get a good push. I think Strange may have left the inside open, which kind of got into Tyler Warren's legs, so he couldn't jump. but the offensive line also didn't give him a hole. So before, you know, Bryce Effner has come in on the edge of the line of scrimmage and has washed that down. I didn't watch that play in depth because, you know, I was more looking at the next one because that fourth down stop was a little more memorable. But in general, yeah, that unit hasn't performed up to expectations. But again, I don't know that you, other than Pat Freiermuth, they have not had a good tight end that has been a run blocker with James Franklin. That's, they're recruiting receivers and moving them to tight end. So if they're adequate, that's what they're looking for. Just be adequate.
I was a little surprised because I thought these tight ends did a fairly good job a year ago blocking. All right, let's get to the next question. Steve in Chicago says, if Sean Clifford continues to have success, do you think he will return for another year, which would allow the touted quarterback recruits a year to learn? Keep up the great work.
Have we answered this question already? Like, not a similar one to this before, or have I just had this conversation a bunch of times?
You've had the conversation a bunch of times.
He's not coming back. So there are three paths forward. One, he implodes, and Penn State won't want to have a bad quarterback come back. You know, a quarterback that they've given multiple opportunities and has, to this point, if that does happen, has not taken advantage of those things. They'll want to move on. James Franklin has also said that they're not even addressing the sixth COVID year. They're just not going to do that. They're going to keep everyone on their same path, which means this is Sean's last year. And that's how they've talked. That's how James Franklin has talked about this. Now, is there some special circumstance where Sean Clifford comes back? Sure. Literally anything is possible. A meteor could hit the planet as we're speaking. I can't say that there's no path forward, but if he's good and he continues this path, he's going to the NFL. He is too old to come back for another year and have a shot at the NFL. And every player wants to play on Sundays. I get the vibe that Sean Clifford is not a guy who's going to not bet on himself. So he's going to try and make it in the league. He can't be almost, you know, if he gets in the NFL at 25, by the time he's done with his rookie contract, he's almost 30. No team is interested in that. So he's going to the NFL or he's moving on, and I don't see a realistic path back.
All right, next up is David from Lancaster, who says, since the run game was much improved this week, I assume the fan base has nothing to complain about this week, right?
Who's this guy?
Oh, David from Lancaster.
He's already won.
He follows it up, so hopefully he doesn't blow it.
Yeah.
He says, okay, real question. The Iowa defense leads the nation in forcing turnovers. What does it do differently, and are there any ways to use that aggressiveness against them?
Yes, there are, and that's a great question because when you're in zone coverage, you're watching the quarterback. You're watching the eyes of the quarterback, and if the quarterback is good, you can lie with your eyes. Sean Clifford has done this at times. He has been he has had the ability to manipulate a zone defense with double moves and pump fakes and things like that. Penn State has been running this fake screen, and then it's called a run through route where then you just go upfield. It's worked once, so I don't know that play is going to do it. But if you have everyone knows that Penn State is going to march the ball down the field, right? Sean Clifford's going to hit the underneath throws. He's going to want to take some deep shots, but he's going to take what's there. If you get a double move, if Jahan Dotson can school a slot corner or something like that by alignment, and you can get into the secondary, Sean Clifford needs to be able to hit that play. But yeah, there are ways you can take advantage of a defense that is expecting one thing, and they're keying off on it, and they want that pick, and then you fool them with a double move. The problem is going to be this is a very disciplined team. They don't typically bite on those things. They're going to allow you that and take away the deep thing. So it's going to have to be methodical, and you're going to have to make them impatient. And that's going to be the tough task.
And I do think Penn State has shown through this season they are willing to be methodical and march it down the field.
Yep.
We've seen that a lot of times. I just suspect the couple long plays, explosive plays against Wisconsin, and then they open the game against Villanova, first play of the game. Those are what you see in the highlights, and I think that's the national narrative. But if you watch them every game, you have seen them march the ball down the field.
And they want to hit those. So I will say that Penn State, both Yurcich and Clifford, want to hit those plays. They're not going to stop trying. They're going to keep throwing the ball deep, and most of them aren't going to hit. either because they're not open, it's hard to hit those deep passes, or because Clifford is not a superior deep ball thrower. But they, as long as they continue to throw them and they get one or two of them, that's what this team needs.
All right, let's go with Mike in Harrisburg, who says, is Penn State unbeaten if Jahan Dotson had left for the NFL?
Probably not. I mean, his play on the ball in the air is special. He's not the, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know. If you're watching Penn State football, he doesn't drop anything. He's not the biggest dude in the world. I don't think he has the biggest hands in the world, but his concentration, his body control, his play through contact at the catch point are all, they're all what Justin Shorter should have been for Penn State. And he is that guy at 5'11", 180. And he has the ability to get deep. He is a good route runner. He plays well through, you know, even contact in the route. There are times that you can take him out of the game, but it's not going to be the entire game, and it's not going to be easy for you to do. You know, he's had so many key plays this season that who would that be? You know, who would that be on this team if Jahan Dotson is Parker Washington ready to be that guy? I don't know that that's the case. Keandre Lambert-Smith is, I think, getting better, but it's still a little bit inconsistent. He's still growing into his role in the team, so probably not. I mean, you can't run a passing attack the way that Penn State has if you don't have your wide receiver number one, and Penn State didn't have one before last year, and then, you know, Jahan Dotson has become that guy and more. So it's always fun to talk about great players.
Yeah. Has Jahan Dotson dropped the pass all year?
I believe he has. I don't remember specifically, but there's been one or two that he's dropped. You know, no player is perfect, but it's pretty damn close. Like, if you can forgive him one or two drops where, you know, maybe it was a concentration catch or something, didn't, you know, he didn't make the catch at the catch point down the field in the game against Wisconsin, the underthrow, where, you know, he got a play on the ball and he didn't make it. So I would consider that a drop, but it wasn't like it was an easy play. It wasn't like it was something that should have happened when he had 2 yards of separation. But yeah, you forgive those when he does everything else he does.
All right, pick your winner.
I mean, it's Dave. Far and away the best question.
David from Lancaster in a landslide. All right, that's it for quarter number three. And Ask T. Frank, stick around. We have Dustin Schutte talking all about Big Ten football next.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $1 on any NFL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a point. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. That's code KSN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.